Hello, everybody. Arthur's going to continue talking about the problems and dangers of being a chair-oholic. And he quotes Stephen Blair, professor of exercise science, and says that inactivity is the biggest health risk for Americans of the 21st century. He says simply saying just sitting itself is so harmful for us. He says there's a direct correlation has been established between more time spent sitting and greater chances of cardiovascular disease, obesity, diabetes, and even death. And he goes further, saying that 30 minutes of daily exercise, which is certainly significant, is still insufficient enough to offset the more hours that you spend sitting at your desk or in your car, in your home, or sleeping in your bed or in your chair. Sleeping or any activity, just sitting is its own thing that can't be combated. The only way to combat sitting too much and inactivity is actually just to be active. So when you're sitting, the muscles are inactive. They don't take up glucose from the bloodstream as efficiently. At least the blood pressure rises, sleep suffers, even changes on a cellular level. It goes further. It says that the, quoting Mark Hamilton of the Pennington Biological Research Center of Louisiana State University, and saying that there could be a cascade of harmful metabolic effects. Calorie burning rate immediately plunges to about one per minute, a third of what you would be if you got up and moved around. If insulin effectiveness drops within a single day, and the risk of developing type 2 diabetes rises. Going further, he says a study from Dr. Joan Vernikos is one of the world's leading space scientists. She made a startling discovery when she examined John Glenn and other astronauts upon the return from their space mission. She found that they had aged considerably. They returned from the zero-gravity weightlessness of space. They had suffered significant physical degeneration, and their bodies manifesting the deliberating effects of rapid aging. He goes further. She goes further. I'm sorry. We discovered that living without gravity is like being immobilized. Sorry. Since leg muscles, bones, and the brain and spinal programs that regulate our movements are no longer needed and atrophy, nothing speeds up brain atrophy like immobilization. That's actually interesting. You see that not being mobile actually could affect your brain. It goes on to say that since then, astronauts now have exercise equipment installed in a space capsule, treadmills, and stationary bicycles, which they operate vigorously to ensure that sufficient blood was pumped from their hearts. And going forward, it says that, with a study they have here, quoted off the quotes of 240,000 adults funded by the National Institute, etc., says that extended periods of sitting might take toll on your lifespan, even if you exercise 7 or more hours per day. Those who sit more than 7 hours per day have an elevated risk for death from all causes, and especially from cardiovascular disease. So I guess after hearing this, hopefully be motivated to get up and move. Have a great day.